Ja, ich weiß nicht, wer hat von euch schon mal so eine Altersverifikation gemacht? Wer ist dran gescheitert? Ja, ist nicht so leicht, ne? Vor allem, wenn man noch nicht 18 war. Naja, egal, auf jeden Fall werden uns diese Thematiken in Zukunft wahrscheinlich aus unterschiedlichen Gründen
For
nochmal
different
intensiver
reasons,
beschäftigen.
these
Und
topics are
die
going
Frage
to
ist ja, was bedeutet das
be relevant for us.
für den Datenschutz? Ja,
So we're
also ich
thinking
weiß
about
nicht,
what
ob ich meinen
does this mean for
Online-Videoausweis immer irgendwie
privacy.
hinhalten in eine Kamera oder brauche ich ein extra Gerät
Do I
oder
need
whatever. Und
extra
genau
devices, extra
darum geht
cameras?
es im
So this
nächsten
is what this
Talk.
next talk is going to be about, with the
Ich
title,
bin 18,
of course I'm 18, age
Altersverifikation
verification
auf
from data privacy
Datenschutz.
perspective.
Unsere Speakerinnen bringen
Our
sehr
speakers are
viel
gonna
Expertise zum
bring
Thema
in a lot of
mit. Das ist einmal
expertise.
Aline Sill. Sie
There's
ist
Alina
technische
Zilla,
Referentin
for
der
once, who's technical
Bundesbeauftragten für den Datenschutz
assistant
und die
for
Informationsfreiheit,
federal
kurz BSDP. Schon mal gehört bestimmt so. Und
federal
Dr.
data
Carsten
privacy
Adrian, er ist juristischer Referent
commissioner,
für
and also Dr.
Datenschutz
Carsten
und
Adrian,
Personalfreiheit.
who's
Und beide
as
leiten
well
Referat 23. Und das Referat 23
commissioner. Both
besitzt
are in
beide
Referat
Stellenplätze.
23
Worte
for
aus für die beiden und viel Spaß beim folgenden Talk.
Okay, let's give a huge applaud for both and let's have an interesting talk.
Ja,
Thanks a lot.
schön, dass ihr euch etwas über
Welcome.
Prüfungen und Datenschutz anhören möchtet.
Good that you want to hear
Bevor
something
wir
about age
ein großer
verification and data privacy.
Thema
Before we
für
start,
den
a
Talk
short disclaimer.
eröffnen, musst du 42 Jahre alt sein.
To see this
Ich drücke
talk, you
dir
have
erstmal
to be
deine
at least
Hände
age
vor dein
42.
Gesicht in
Please
diese Kamera und
type in
gib mir eine
your
Kopie vom
date of birth.
Personalausweis. Die brauchen wir auch noch.
Keep your camera at hand
Wir
and
wünschen
also
Ihnen
a copy of
immer
your
viel Lebenszeit,
ID card. Of course, we're not meaning
Solcheranfragen
this
könnten sich
actually,
dann, wie auch gerade
but
schon angekündigt, in Zukunft häufiger
as
wiederholen.
announced,
Zum Beispiel
stuff
jetzt
like this is gonna
Personalausweis
meet up with
Vielleicht
us
ist es jetzt ein Gesetz,
more
aber ich
often in the
studiere
future.
Rechtsschutz unter 16-Jährige
Especially,
Studierenden.
for example, in
Und
Australia,
muss
who is
feststellen,
now
werden Texte überhaupt schon
a new law about social media for
gedruckt?
age under 16.
Mittlerweile auch.
Sweden is also
Online mit
debating
Texten
about
und
social
auch in
media
Deutschland gibt es
age limits,
Diskussionen
and in
darüber.
Germany there are also
Die werden
debates
jetzt auch
about
geführt. Kurz,
where
alles
youth,
mehr Lösungen zur
young people can
Altersverifikation
move
umzusetzen.
within the net. The
Auch
European Commission is also
Ja,
looking for solutions
positiv.
for age verifications. There are a lot of prototypes on the
Das ist ein
market,
großer Schritt.
and we will
Der
get
Startpunkt ist
into that
aber der
sooner.
Digital
Starting point
Services Act, kurz DSA.
would be about
Wenn wir in
the
anderen
Digital
Bundesländern
Services
Daten
Act, short
erheben,
DSA.
müssen sich Gedanken über
Online
den
services
Datenschutz
have
dort
to
auch machen.
think about
Und dann müssen sie
age
entsprechend sicherstellen,
verification on their
dass
platforms.
Minderjährige keine
For
Profilbilder sehen
example,
können.
no minors
Das
have to
heißt,
see
es gibt da
explicit
eine Maßnahme
advertising,
auf den DSA. Gehen wir später auch noch rein.
but we'll also get to
Der
that later on.
DSA war dann auch der Startpunkt für uns. Wir wurden ja gerade
The
schon
DSA was also
professionell
the starting point for us.
angekündigt. Wir sind
We've
sicher, dass
also
wir an der
been
Stelle
professionally announced, so I can keep
Alina,
this short. I'm Alina
Sill,
and
Jan
my
Sill für die
colleague
beiden,
Carsten is
die
here.
sich im letzten Jahr sehr viel mit Altersprüfungen
We've been
beschäftigt haben.
dealing with age verification a lot during the last year.
Thema
Central question
Personalausweis,
for us was
Altersprüfung und Datenschutz. Wie geht
age
das
verification and data
auf
privacy.
der
How
Stelle,
can we
wie
combine
Dienste das
these?
Alter ihrer Nutzenden prüfen können, wollen, müssen oder dürfen? Und wie es dabei um den Datenschutz steht? Das ist
How
ein
can we
anderes Thema.
verify this? How are we
Und
allowed to verify
wie
this?
wir
And
versuchen das jetzt
it's
aber
not easy to answer these
schnellstmöglich
questions,
zu
and we try to do this
adressieren.
within the
Wir
next
setzen also
talk.
gemeinsam die
We
Daten
take you
in
with
den Fokus
us.
und gehen so
We
einen Prozess mal durch, wie man sich
dare a view through the
einmal anschaut.
data privacy glasses
Erstmal,
and
wie
give
funktionieren
you
Altersprüfungen?
at first an
Was
overview
gibt
over
es?
the methods.
Meinen wir überhaupt, wenn
I
wir von Altersprüfungen sprechen?
What are we talking about when we
Dann
speak
gleich
of
ein paar
age
Bücher.
verification? We also
Es
look
gibt
into the
die Europäische
books.
Rechtsakte, da bin
What
ich natürlich
about
sehr froh, dass Carsten hier ist.
legal
Und
texts and
was
laws?
existiert überhaupt an Festlegungen und was existiert vielleicht auch
Which kind of legal
an
framework are we working
an
in?
der Stelle schon mal einen kurzen Gastauftritt von
I
der allseits
can at
beliebten
this
Chat-Kontrollstelle.
point teaser on
Was für eine Datenschutzpolitische
a guest appearance
Bedeutung hat das Thema Altersprüfung im Netz?
of chat control.
Starten wir also mit den Methoden.
Let's start with the methods. There's three different categories on how online platforms can verify age. You've probably heard about that in the intro disclaiming part. First is the age declaration. You can do this easily over a checkbox or any forms, but it's not an actual verification if this is actually true. It's not like, it's more like you go into a store and there's alcohol within the in the shelves, and you just see, okay, it's only to buy from age 18 on. No verification ever, and so on. From data minimization point, it's very minimal data, so it has five points. From the accessibility, this is easy, so also this looks good. We have 5 of 5 points. The catch is the trust niveau. So how much can the service trust in the accuracy of this data? So give it a go. Which of you has also lied about your age on these kind of tests? Thanks for your honesty. That's the point. If it would be able to give 0 points, I would do this, but yeah, so the minimum points is 1 of 5. So this is kind of a barrier that is made, so you don't do watch stuff that you shouldn't see without by random, but it's not actually verified. So let's go on to the estimation, age estimation. Like here, it's 97%.
Dazu werden verschiedene Daten ausgewertet. Das ist
several data is evaluated for that. It's like face and voice, but also the usage and interaction behavior. Someone who googled a bit too often for tax formula taxation, then you're probably about age 18. Others are like skills and knowledges that you should have when you've reached a certain age. Within my example, it would be like the critical view of the cashier into your face if you look like you've already bought alcohol, booze before. From data minimization points, we can only estimate, but we estimate it's about like -73%, around 73%. Accessibility differs a bit. It depends on, there's a lot of biases about that. There are people who have obvious anomalies about them, and then maybe it's not, this is not working for everyone. Trust niveau is, it depends, it's an age declaration, but there's also a bit errors can occur.
There's also an issue if you are close to the age level, because that is hard to estimate. If you really want to know very safely who is in front of you at the computer, what can you do? The only choice there is age verification, and that uses unique or clear identificators or verified identification sources. Now, identificators could be state documents, ID documents, driving license, whatever you can think of. And sources could be, well, institutions that know me as a person and that can vouch for the fact that I have reached the age limit. This could be a bank, my health insurance, schools, lots of institutions could come to mind. Places where you have to show your ID at the cashiers, maybe even. For this, we need not that many data. your ID card with the E function is actually quite good in terms of data minimization, but when it comes to this small amount of data that you need, these are quite critical data. They can be used to identify you quite uniquely. Access also is, well, not as well as you would think. It's okay-ish. You get the URD card from the age of 18, including the EID function. But there are various reasons why you would not have an ID document or a document that could be used in a procedure like this. It would be great if I can verify my age through my doctor's surgery, but my doctor's surgery is not going to be connected to this system. But on the other hand, the trust level here is as good as it could get. Not 100% still, but within the possible range of possibilities, there is no better option. All right. Now we know what we have as tools, and now if we say we are an online platform, maybe a social media or a porn platform or a tuition platform, which of these methods should I use? If I'm now going to confront you with a sentence that you will hear a lot, and this is that one, it depends. There are various advantages and disadvantages. And depending on how important it is to me to be able, as a platform operator, to trust the age, and also depending on how much I can address the difficulties. And I have to stop here because we now have a Jurassic Park kind of problem. Now we've asked about how trustworthy age verification is, and the other question is, do I really want to use it, and am I allowed to use it? So I'm now going to hand over for legal instructions to Carsten. Yes, thank you for this wonderful transition. And a lawyer could not ask for a better introduction. It depends. So let's get a bit of a light into this darkness and ask when services are allowed to use age verification, when they have to, and at what point authorities can demand of services that they introduce age tests, and you can then, of course, still ask how are these tests to be implemented. Now, at first, you have an age assurance process that immediately leads to the processing of individual personal data, because you have to have a link to the person affected whose age is going to be checked. And if these data are being processed, the General Data Protection Regulation is going to apply, and we as data protection people then would warn, please keep in mind that there is a prohibition on processing personal data unless there is an exception. And the exception that could be used here is the one in Article 6, Section 1 of the GDPR. We are going to look at exceptions later. Let's look at the standard case first. And what is most important here is that there are legal acts that demand that age verification take place. The data protection law does not prohibit you from processing the data that you actually need, so there is an exception there. But there are other exceptions, and we will look at those later on. Now, starting with the legal obligation to conduct age verification, you could say that the GDPR in itself would have an obligation in it, because it does demand certain extra protections if children's data is being processed. An obligation cannot be derived from that, though, because this is not concrete enough. There is no concrete rule that says when an age verification test has to be made. And let's now look at the Digital Services Act, DSA, that has been mentioned a lot and debated a lot. And as Alina already said, Article 21, Section 1 and 3, and Article 35, Section 1, these are about social media, file sharing, and other platforms. They have to have appropriate measures to protect children. And of course, now you could say that this entails an obligation to test, assure someone's age. But Article 3, Section 3 of Article 28 immediately says that this does not derive an obligation to process any further personal data. So the law takes the obligation back a bit immediately. And if you look further, you get to Article 35, which obliges very large platform operators, so-called VLOPs, to implement extra measures to risk for risk minimization. It mentions H assurance as an option, not an obligation, something that could be used. So also the Digital Services Act does not actually produce a clear obligation for age assurance. Now, let's now move to the so-called chat control. That's the name for it. It's the regulation to protect children from sexual abuse. That does recommend in its initial draft an obligation for age assurance for telecommunication services, including messengers, the well-known ones, or video conferencing systems. And these, according to this, if there is a high risk for children, are going to be obliged to introduce age verification or assurance. And app stores in general are to be obliged to implement age verification. The amendments or the counter draft from the European Parliament actually struck out both these obligations. The debate is still ongoing, and we're going to be very interested what the Council of the EU is going to do and how the German government will behave in that context. And I'm sure we are going to take part in that debate, but we have to put a question mark to this because we cannot see what is going to happen. Now, actual obligations do exist in youth protection or minor protection law. I'm not going to throw all these abbreviations, acronyms at you. So we have the audiovisual media services law. This is EU law that has to be implemented, a directive, and the youth protection law and the treaty between the German states on minors protection implements this. And this includes a rule that content that is dangerous to minors must only be supplied in closed user groups. And these tend to be over 18 kinds of content. So these can only be made accessible in closed user groups. And there has been a court ruling that said that only age verification can assure this. But age estimation has now also been added as a possible option here. We're not going to get into the details. Maybe during the talk it will get a bit clearer, but the obligation does exist, and the media institutions in the German states are aware of that. Then online gambling, which is also regulated in a treaty between the German states, does require age verification and actually true identification. And to be complete, of course, as in the analog world, even also in the digital sphere, it has to be assured that children will not get access to alcohol, weapons, and such. Now, if you look at this slide, you see that there are obligations for age assurance, but only in a few marginal cases, dangerous gambling. So the call for age assurance kind of misses the actual situation in law. And especially the Digital Services Act has shown that the legislator was quite sensitive here and made clear immediately that there wasn't a clear obligation. Because of that, we'll look at the other possible crimes that this Article 6 in the GDPR has. So there is the consent to data processing, and you wouldn't be able to consent to age verification because you have to find out in the first place whether the person is a child or not, so that cannot fall under consent. What can apply is institutions that implement state authority tasks or roles, all the government agencies. We don't know of any case where they needed age verification. What might apply is that a platform wants to conduct a contract with its users, and age verifications might be regarded as a necessary precondition for that, finding out whether the person actually has the age of at which they can enter into a legal contract. And for private institutions, not government agencies, they could refer to a legitimate interest. And a legitimate interest in age verification could be that I want to protect children on my platform from the risks they might encounter there. And I might want to have consent to another kind of data processing, for example, for advertising purposes, and need an age verification for that. You cannot conclude from this that if either of these three situations apply, you immediately have to have age assurance. Instead, and I have to refer back to the sentence that I was introduced with, it depends. And what it does it depend on, I'm going to look at in the next few slides. And you have to look at the children's welfare for those that apply. And this, of course, age verification does apply to children's welfare. And what that actually means in the digital realm is something that the United Nations in a general comment dealt with. And it's not going to be a surprise. This is a protection issue. They have to be protected from harmful, not trustworthy content, violence and grooming, but also intrusions in their privacy and personal data. What is no less important, and the UN has made this clear, is that there has to be an assurance and a safeguarding. Children have to be able to participate in communication, and they have to be enabled to use the digital sphere. And last but not least, of course, they have to be able to use various basic freedoms that they may have. You could think of freedom of expression or freedom of assembly. And that, as a service operator, you have to keep in mind when you ask yourself, do I have to use age assurance, especially as a government agency? You have to weigh the conflicting interests and have to weigh up the pros and cons of age verification. On the pro side, you have to ask, what am I going to use this for? You have to minimize specific risks, maybe, but you'd really have to define this for the Balancing Act. What do I have to protect? What am I going to use it for? Only then can I actually weigh up the pros and cons. It could also be the case that you want to create a protected room for children. This could be a social media offering targeted just at children where they could exchange and communicate. Now, let's look at a few cons regarding age verification. Now, normally this is very much affecting basic rights. It excludes people that have not reached the age limit or that do not pass the age test according due to biases or the fact that they don't have ID documents, or maybe they don't want to take part in an age verification process. So these create chilling effects, which means that users are no longer using their freedoms because they're being controlled all the time. Because, of course, it's clear age verification is an intrusion into privacy and data protection, and it might create a real or just perceived pressure of surveillance. If I have to use my face all the time and put it to a camera or use my ID document, well, I get the feeling that Big Brother is watching me, and I will not use the net as freely as I would do without these checks, would I? And of course, the abuse potential, of course, cannot be underestimated. If you look at the pro side, if you want to create a protected space, of course, this will be a very attractive space for potential culprits, offenders. So you have to be certain that this room is sufficiently secure. But a potential for misuse also arises from age verification itself, because the information that I have to supply, of course, tells me something about the media consumption behavior that I have, and that's just interesting information for state actors, be it youth protection authorities, health insurances, schools, but private parties too. So you have to be very much aware that the data that are gained from age verification are not abused in any other way. And
as a last point, to circumvent age verifications is usually very easy. So if you have VPNs or other services which are offered worldwide, there's often not any age verification enabled. So I can easily circumvent it this way. There are obviously also other ways. But that's at least one I could also still manage to use. This shows not only quantitative points, but also the content is showing how much this actually intrudes into your privacy, and even a few cases are only there where it's really adequate and appropriate to use that, because there's a lot of risk coming along with that. So besides that, it's also important to have a look at which other adequate, less intrusive methods I might have, which are maybe even fitting better to these purposes. And we as a data protection agency are looking for data and protection by design as default. So that we look at the kids and also look at minimized profiles, try to avoid personalization and advertisement. All this is not a blueprint and means that the service is going to be safe to use after that. But even through some of these measures, which usually mean economic implications, the privacy protection for children can be improved and can also impact other social discourse on this topic. There's a plethora of other methods, like content moderations, notifications, methods. I don't want to name them all. But also important are the political measures, like looking together with the children what they're doing online, and enable and teach them to move in the net. And also hand them to other institutions that might educate them, but also those institutions are going to need more work and more help to improve the protection online. So if you took the barrier, even despite my mentionings right now, age verification, and if you want to implement that, how does it happen? And we wouldn't be an official institution if we wouldn't mention the GDPR at least. Just mentioning these roughly, transparency, binding to a purpose, data minimization, truthfulness, technical and organizational methods. We're still going to have a problem with sensible data. Those data that are giving information about sexual or religious orientation or health. I can not only look at Article 6, but also have to look at Article 9 of the GDPR, which is seeing different limitations to the statute. And to those services, I can only have a legal basis. But they're not really saying that privacy data is going to be processed. But this can be very important for services which are monitoring the entire surfing behavior to do an age verification, because those obviously are going to come in contact with such sensible data. And often lack the basis, the legal basis for that. Another problem is also the automated decision-making according to Article 22 of the GDPR, which is prohibiting the automatic decision-making, which the affected people are going to be affected by. So a machine deciding without human interaction or feedback is not allowed and has no legal basis. At the end of my part, I want to mention the adequacy or point to that. So as long as it's economically viable, we have to also offer different methods. So even people who don't have a national ID or want to use that to identify themselves should have access to those systems. And by enabling that, we're also taking off the pressure of surveillance from these systems. Very important is also to not have these systems as an absolute entrance barrier, but only for the services or parts of the services that are actually meaningful for these kind of limitations. It's specifically a problematic for the child welfare, according to Article 3 of the UN Child Rights Convention. So we can have a look at the General Comment number 25, which is influencing or looking at those aspects which are difficult for child welfare. Those are the unique identification, building of profiles, tracking, and service overlapping connection of data. The German law is also defining that data which has been gathered from these services for age verification cannot be used for economic purposes.
So I'm handing over to my colleague now. Thanks a lot. Well, I'm ending the presentation now. Let's go on. A short wrap up. Age verification are not implemented into law just by course. It depends on the evaluation, and this is not very easily done. Apart from that, there's also societal and political aspects, and we could also ask ourselves which are the consequences we face when more and more services want age verification. This is not supposed to be a discussion, a debate about child protection versus data protection. It's more about the risks that exist for us and also for kids, and the risks that age verification is. Apart from that, it's also that it's a change of a paradigm change from an open, free internet where we can move without any barriers, and to verify we have to be more visible. We leave anonymity and pseudonymity behind a bit and lose that. The surveillance pressure will lead to us change our behavior. In the end, we all lose a bit of our integration and participation on the net. We get used to it and probably think that this will be the new normal. So age verification is not an overall solution for everything. For child protection in the internet, the usage of the internet has to be learned actively, and it won't always work by locking out children and minors, because you lock out a lot of other stuff as well. We make it too easy when just making it like that. We also need, as a society, we need to work on that, and we need to work on that a lot. But the alternative, only putting up barriers, will not be the overall solution for that. What I want to say with that is, we want to have services that are not dangerous. We want them to stop invasive advertising. We don't want, and age verification is the wrong way. Thanks a lot.
Many, many thanks for this amazing talk. Please give a huge applause. And please stay seated for a while, because We have time for questions. I'm going to look towards the signal angels. Have we had any questions? Is there a signal from them? And apart from that, of course, you can queue up at the microphones, and I can see that some people are going there already. So let's start. Hi. 2 years ago, at the decentralized year-end events of the CCC, that was replaced with a replacement for the Congress at the time, there was a question whether GNU Tala could be used for age verification. Have you looked at these maybe currently only theoretical solutions as well? And if so, do you see an option for those to be recommended? Well, first of all, recommendations are always difficult. As a government agency, we are kind of bound. So we can always draw the joker card and say, this is not our concern. But of course, we're looking at these things. We are aware and of alternatives that do exist or might exist. Yes. Sorry. Thank you for that question. And I see that we have one more question from the internet. Dear Signal Angel. Yeah. The internet, first of all, the internet, as we've seen, the internet remarks that Carsten has a very pleasant voice to listen to. The question that came from the internet, isn't it enough for services if they store that a person is above 18 rather than storing the date of birth, for which purposes do services have to store these things? A great question. This is something that we kind of excluded from the talk, but of course it is also important how we deal with the data that we receive through age assurance, and that includes the actual statement of the age. Again, privacy by design is the rule here, and from our perspective, it would be enough to store whether the person is allowed to have access or not, no matter what the reason or what the actual date of birth is. And to some extent, this is explained by saying that if people are just under 18, I would have to re-ask every day, ask again, have you reached the age limit today or have you reached it tomorrow? So it might be more convenient to store from what point on that person does have access. But yes, of course, in theory, the information whether someone has access or not would be enough. Right, for the actual age assurance process. And I would like to add that the idea has been circulated that more and more age verification assurance is to be used for limits like 12, 13, 15, whatever. So there'll be many more functions that have to verify an age. So that makes it clear for the services wanting to know how old someone actually is. It does depend on how this is going to be processed, or maybe not processed.
Yeah.
Yes, and with that, I want to say thanks again for this interesting talk, and I would say a big applause.